Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
WEEI Afternoons, Christian Arcan, Andy Hart, and we've been doing quizzes with stizzes for, a couple weeks now at least, maybe about a month, and we are tied up.
Yep.
We are tied up at 5 wins apiece, is that right?
5-5 with one tie that we didn't think was humanly possible, but somehow was.
5-5-1.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. We are, to this point, intellectual equals, but that is going to change. One of us will declare victory and be the true brains of the operation, this operation that now has only 30 minutes left before it gets blown to smithereens.
So, Old Yellard.
Without any further ado, before it gets taken behind the shed and Old Yellard, let's get one final quiz with Stiz with me and Andy Hart.
All right, gentlemen, you may notice we have some different music tonight. That's because we are going to switch things up for tonight's final quiz with Stiz. Dan is coming in. He is going to hand you 10 pieces of paper and a Sharpie. And we are going to find out in the 5-6 months that you guys have worked together side by side to deliver impeccable content, how well you two know each other.
Oh, I don't have to close the screen for this. Twitch chat can't help us with this, I don't think.
They might if they're close.
I guess maybe they could be.
I have interviewed both of you separately, and I have the answers. And so we will run through these 10 questions, and I'll ask the question. You will both fill them out at the same time. Little time limit, I don't know, 15, 20 seconds, something like that. And then we'll see how well you guys know each other. Are you ready for your first question?
I'm ready.
I'm screwed.
All right, Mr. Hart and Mr. Arcan, name the one thing that aggravates your co-host the most about you.
Okay.
This has been a topic of conversation this week.
Oh, every day.
And just probably generally obvious for most of the run of this show.
Or I could just write everything.
Right. You could just write the name of the host. And all right, Andy, you're emoting that you're done. Christian, you good?
Yeah, I'm done.
All right.
All right.
Are we supposed to show a certain place?
Show your camera.
Show a certain place.
I guess you can.
Yeah, I got a place.
Show my neck. My neck.
Andy.
Now, which can...
What is the thing that you do that annoys Arcan the most? What did you write? I can't see.
I wrote chatter / talkative.
That's close. That's close to what I said.
Yep. I think we're going to give him points.
Give him a point for that.
Arcan answered us, gets yappy.
Yeah, very yappy.
He gets yappy. And
yeah,
he made that sound effect. Arcan.
That I probably annoy Andy the most when I make inappropriate pause jokes or when I infer that he said something that he didn't actually say, that type of thing. I don't know exactly how to express that.
No, but it's not sorry.
That. Okay.
Andy's answer was ignoring callers.
Oh.
Ignoring callers.
And that is the first time host one is hearing about it.
I don't ignore. I didn't think I did ignore.
Yes, baby.
All right.
Let's get off.
I feel like this divorce is going to be very permanent when we're done with this game.
All right.
I had no idea.
And you are not welcome on the nighttime show.
All right, boys.
This is how the Red Sox Duran arbitration case is going to go. Oh, you suck. Yeah, no, you suck.
Oh, yeah.
In what month was your fellow co-host born?
Oh, Jesus.
oh, Jesus.
I have no idea.
Got a 1 in 12 shot.
This is easy for him, yeah.
Math guy. Put it down. Put it down.
Wait, give Arcan a couple seconds.
This is not
here.
Fair, actually.
Now, why?
Because he just took the day off for his birthday last week.
Oh, that is right.
I have no idea what his
Yes, the fix is in.
Right, so far this is going,
totally forgot
this is going
about
your
that.
Way.
And
all right.
To be fair, in the 5 months we were together, I did not celebrate a birthday.
Yeah,
so there's a clue.
I have no idea.
Well, I just eliminated 5 months.
It could be. Yeah, it can't be any of those months. All right, I got to guess.
Pick one of the other seven.
I got to guess.
All right, Andy, what month was Arcan born in?
January.
Probably say the actual day.
Woo! January. Good job.
I wrote March.
Oh no.
MA would be
sorry.
Right. But
May.
It's MAY. Yeah.
May.
Too bad.
He got porked
Fifth
on that.
Month of the year.
But you know what? I'm fine winning by porking.
All right.
Oh. Pause.
Oh my God. There's another one. I've been clipping you all night, Andy.
Pause.
Does that mean the same thing or is it like necking or whatever? I can't say.
When you say pause after anything, it just makes it funny.
All right.
Oh, really?
All right.
Can I just
Fellas,
say the F word and then pause?
Name your co-host's favorite food. What is Christian Arcan's favorite food? What is Andy Hart's favorite food?
Oh. All right, I got a guess.
I don't know
what you think mine is.
No,
it seems like you're
on the trail.
I don't know what it is. Yeah.
Christian, you want to share yours while Andy writes down his essay?
Andy's a hardo, so I'm saying steak.
No,
not
Andy
steak.
Went with, believe it or not, fish tacos.
Fish taco? I wouldn't have got that. No,
I love fish tacos.
Certainly.
So I don't know if
there's some nuance to this guy.
The roast beef sandwich at the Stockyard that he had that time we went out, and he was like, this is the best sandwich in the world.
That's a good guess. That is a good guess. Unfortunately, no.
Oh. That's my favorite sandwich.
I know, and I actually asked him that. Arcan answered lobster. Lobster is
big
his
lobster
favorite
guy.
Food.
I love ripping apart a lobster.
Okay.
I learned something. Still 2-0.
Mm-hmm. This next one, I would imagine, would be easy. Name your co-host's favorite alcohol. Favorite
this is
alcohol
very easy for him.
You. For him.
If he doesn't
it's about,
get this,
about time I got on the board here.
Right.
By the way,
this is more of just a listening skills question than anything else.
I don't listen, but
and all right. That's why we're gonna have a closer game in a few moments.
Who's going first?
All right, Christian.
Miller Lite.
Miller Lite. He nailed it.
Yep.
That's right. And Andy Hart.
Jameson.
I mean, I said
whiskey.
I didn't say specific whiskey.
No, that's a whiskey, though, right?
It is a whiskey.
Yeah! You got it. You got it.
Okay.
I'll take that from the All Yankee right. Gift swap thing.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. He bought a bottle of Jameson.
See?
No, using your noggin.
I may not listen,
but
I
bought Jameson because it was inexpensive, not because it was my favorite. But it is a whiskey, and I do like whiskey.
And
so
now it sits in my apartment. Thanks, Chris.
You got a bottle of Rubles.
You haven't cracked that thing open yet? Or
no,
what?
No. I've experienced it.
Attaboy.
Experience.
All right.
Connect with him.
Fellas, what is the name of your co-host's spouse? In both cases, it would be wife. What is the name of your co-host's wife?
I think I know this because she just commented on one of our Instagram.
Oh, that's not fair.
But I think I'm pretty sure this is right.
Uh-oh. Andy's got a confused look on his face.
No, I feel like I know it, but I don't know it.
I know
I've
for sure
her
that
name.
Arcan said
oh,
her name this
I've
week.
Said her name before, yeah.
This
no,
week
you've definitely said it.
In fact, in regard... I guess I shouldn't say
it. It would have been easier for both of us if you had gone to the holiday party. But he couldn't because it was his birthday!
That's right. Which gave you a little point right there, but yeah.
10 seconds, Andy.
I got to write something down.
I would go with a female name at this point.
5 seconds, Andy.
It's wrong, but it's a female name.
Okay.
Arcan, what is the name of Andy Hart's wife?
I believe her name is Deirdre.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Got it.
She go by Deirdre? She go by like Dee Dee or something?
No.
No?
Some people call her Dee.
Deirdre was Imus's wife, that Deirdre. Remember that? He used to talk about her. Yeah.
Well, one of them. Right.
One of his wives. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Anyway, Deirdre Hart.
I
hear she's great, but I've never met her before.
I'm not like Lou. I only got the one.
Big Lou.
I said
like
Gretchen.
You.
I know it's wrong. So
Gretchen.
Gretchen is incorrect.
No.
What is it?
Cindy.
Son of
Cindy.
We would have also accepted Cynthia.
Last night,
I've never
Arcan,
heard you say Cynthia.
Last night,
but we would have accepted that
when you texted us about possibly getting drinks tonight. What did Arcan say? I have to check. Because Cindy is...
I know
he
said it.
Cindy's not feeling good, right? Yeah.
Sorry.
Not listening. All right, boys.
Yes.
What's the score?
3-2, Andy, by the way. That was okay. A big one for
all
right.
I needed that, yeah.
Name all of your co-host's kids. First name only.
Okay. I know one for sure.
All, he said.
I know one for sure. I think I know the other one. You only have two kids, right? He only has two kids? Oh, I'm not even get to know that. It's easy for me. No, I only got the one. All right.
All right, about 10 seconds, boys.
That's true. It is kind of easy because your son became pretty
He became
pretty
a
famous
big part of the show, right, yeah.
On the show.
After he kicked my ass.
That's right. Why I also gave him some nicknames after.
Heads down. Andy, what is the name of Christian's child or children?
George, a.k.a. the head butter, a.k.a. the stud.
That's right. George the animal.
Yeah. All right. I know for sure that your son, your football playing son is Jackson.
That's
and your
right.
daughter's name is Sydney.
Oh, good job.
Is that right?
Nailed
I'm actually very
it.
Impressed.
Good job,
I'm actually very impressed.
And you only ever mentioned Sydney once.
Shh,
you
said you're going to get me in trouble.
But you said that because I told you about Cindy. And you're like, oh, Cindy. My daughter's name is Cindy. So
nice.
There you go.
Nice.
All right. Got it. All right. We're still 4-3 now?
Yep.
Okay.
All right, fellas.
We're doing pretty well, I'd like to say.
Yeah, totally. You guys always
better than some that I've seen on these shows of actual, like, newlyweds and stuff.
You guys always are neck and neck. All right.
Pause.
Gross.
What is your co-host's favorite movie? Favorite movie?
I got no idea.
No idea.
I have a guess.
I've heard you guys
talk about this movie before. I don't know if it's your favorite, but this is my best guess.
Okay, so there's a little context behind this one. Yeah.
15 seconds.
Andy's going in with nothing on this one. This is more on to the side of the spectrum of, like, I'm guessing we haven't really discussed
this.
Yeah,
we haven't. It's true.
I'm ready.
All right,
pens down. Arcan, what is Andy's favorite movie?
I guess The Program.
Ah, he did not get it.
Close. Damn. No.
It's in the running.
Andy's favorite movie was Billy Madison.
Billy Madison.
Billy
Good
Madison.
Movie. Okay.
Andy.
Goodfellas?
Christian's favorite movie. I'm sorry. No.
I love Goodfellas, but it's not my favorite movie.
So I was in the ballpark?
No.
Not really.
Caddyshack.
Caddyshack's my
favorite
movie. I love Caddyshack.
Was the answer.
So we both should have gone more the comedic route.
We both should have, yes.
Yep. All right.
All right. Big whiff there. All right.
Yeah, that was bad.
Yeah.
Fellas.
But we've never talked about it.
What do you think was your co-host's worst take on the show?
Oh, he's going to get this one.
He is?
What do I think his worst was, or what do I think he thinks my worst take is?
No, no, no. What do you think he thinks yours is? I apologize. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hold on.
So I'm writing my take that he thinks is stupid.
Yes. Apologize. I got a little wordy. 10 seconds, boys.
I'm sure the chat is saying something akin to, oh, there's a lot to choose from there.
Yeah. Too many to choose from.
Shout out our Twitches.
Peoples.
Follow us.
I haven't heard a good take yet.
Twitches.
Okay. So I'm writing down what I think he thinks is my worst thing.
That's right.
Okay, I got it. You ready?
All right, Arcan, go ahead.
I think that he'll say that my worst take was that Swayman should get paid $9 million or whatever it was.
Nailed it.
Yeah, okay.
Nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
So I went with redshirt QBs.
That's exactly
Nailed
right.
it! Wow!
That's exactly
Good job,
right.
Good job, boys.
And those were our biggest points of contention,
Good
I think.
Job,
Early on in the
boys.
Show, I don't think we yelled at each other over anything more than we did those two topics. So
we called each other stupid and idiots, and you may hear some of that in odds and ends.
Just fingers crossed. All right.
Wow. All right.
What do we got? 5-4, 4-3, 5-6?
5-4. Andy Hart hanging on to the lead.
We got two more.
Deep breath.
Fellas, what was your co-host's favorite guest? Favorite guest that we've had on this show? 15 seconds.
Andy, that was a very, like, inquisitive look towards your...
Because I don't feel confident.
Your future former co-host.
I think there's a chance we're tied right now.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I don't feel great about this.
Christian, you went to the pen very quickly on this one.
Yeah, I think I got this one.
Okay.
5 seconds, Andy.
Okay.
All right. Christian, what was Andy's favorite guest?
I believe it is the noted shower taker, deodorant user, and lotion applier, Mike Giardi, is his favorite guest.
I'm sorry.
What? How is that possible?
I'm sorry.
How is that not his favorite guest? He was just talking about how much he likes being near him and smelling him and all that stuff. He goes crazy every... This I protest. I am protesting.
That was
this
not
answer.
The answer. Oh, come on.
There is no given. Way that Mike Giardi is not Andy's favorite
that
guest.
Was
that
not
is
the
absurd. That
I
is
was
ridiculous.
Given.
He wants to move to go antiquing with Mike Giardi every weekend. What are you talking about,
Andy?
That's preposterous.
What was Christian's favorite guest?
Scal.
No, sorry. You both answered Cora.
Wow.
Alex Cora, you both answered Cora.
Well, at least I was being honest.
So was I.
You might like Cora, but not as much as you like Mike Giardi.
Giardi's a little boring sometimes, if we're going to be honest.
Oh, God.
Just kidding, Mike.
Wow. Man.
I thought that was in the bag.
He's boring.
Cover your ears.
What a day for Mike Giardi.
Love you, Mike. Just kidding.
All right, last question,
boys. I protest that question.
What is your co-host's favorite musical artist? 15 seconds.
I'm porked.
Okay, I got it.
Andy, 5 seconds.
It's like somebody I've never heard of.
You probably heard of him.
No, I haven't. There's no chance. So I'm going to guess the same wrong answer I used last night.
Wu-Tang.
Yes!
I do like Wu-Tang, but that's not right.
No, sooner or later, Wu-Tang will be the answer, just like Dolby.
Arcan chose the Beatnuts. The Beatnuts.
For Andy, I said George Strait.
The Beatnuts.
And we're tied.
I can't say neck, but he can say Beatnuts.
You guys, I'm sorry. That's the way the cookie crumbles.
So we finish at 5-5-2.
There is no clear dumber or smarter person than both of you.
See, it's perfect. We were perfect for each other for 5 months.
Oh, my God.
Until they kicked us apart.
That's unbelievable. That's unbelievable that we tied on this. Like, that's very funny. I find this all very funny that we tied. Because we tied. The reason why we even had to do this is because we tied on that weird question about the bowling strikes, right?
Yes.
Which was ridiculous that we both came within one of that. That was ridiculous. That was fun. It sort of needed to be this way, didn't it?
Yeah.
It had to end this way.
Absolutely.
There's no winner.
If this were like a sitcom or something, people wouldn't like the ending because you can't end in a tie.
I should have won, though,
because Giardi's his favorite guest, and that's ridiculous that he said someone else.
I love Cora.
I like him, too, but not you like Giardi more than Cora.
I like Giardi the person more than Cora because I know him better. But as a
I like
guest,
Giardi the man.
He's going to be defending this all night.
The sweet-smelling man that he is.
All right, well, there you go. We got one more segment to go. We'll go back over some of our favorite memories, or maybe just our one favorite memory, here on the afternoon show with Arcand and Hart that's coming your way right after this.